good.
Yes, what's your opening?
Yeah, tell us about your opening.
I don't want to talk about that.
About what?
I don't want to talk about it.
About your opening?
I'm ready for your opening.
I'm cloaking to hear more.
Oh, God. No.
Oh, boy, he's Mordian.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hi! Welcome to Zero Issues Comic Podcast! On this podcast, we talk about comics!
Yes, there are many comics, and they are all very good, but sometimes comics are bad. And we're here to talk about the good ones, and sometimes when they're bad, on this podcast.
And the middle ground.
Yeah, you got... Oh, my nerd voice is my regular voice.
Into the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news. What do we got going on?
What indeed?
Hey, welcome to the... welcome to the news.
So what's going on? Yeah.
So what's going on?
So should I start over?
No.
Keep all right. Going.
Okay, Wizard Magazine is possibly set to return.
As a print magazine?
As a print magazine.
Well, that's interesting, because, like, as of recording, a week or so ago, as of recording time, not release time, we were talking to John Trumbull.
Trumbull!
Yes. Who was doing stuff for Back Issue.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a magazine that works.
Well, the thing, like, there's lots of magazines.
Why didn't Wizard work?
Well, but it's, I think
it worked for an era.
I think it fell victim to the blockbuster thing.
Mm.
When it first came out, it went apeshit crazy. Because it's not like comics hadn't been covered in magazine form before.
Right.
There was a comic scene and all these other, that had all been done. But they sold nominally, and they were just kind of trotting along, and it wasn't like crazy amounts. Wizard came out and actually outsold the comics that it was covering.
Right.
Largely because it was the Image era.
Yes.
And it was covering a lot of that stuff coming out. But then when it died down, it was like 100,000 copies an issue plus each one. But then it dropped down to in the end, it was 17,000 copies an issue or something that. Which, if I sold 17,000 copies of an issue that I did, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but you don't have to employ other people.
No, but it's at the same time. That's the thing. It was they built up to that thing. Yeah. So then they were doing big it's like a blockbuster movie where, okay, we have all this crew and all this stuff and the talent and whatever, and it has to be this amount or we can't sustain ourselves. Whereas a Back Issue doesn't have the crazy overhead that you would have. So
and also, it has a specific kind of a voice and a kind of a niche that it's doing. Like Back Issue is looking at history and sort of looking at stuff from that angle. Wizard, I mean, a lot of what it did kind of got just replaced by the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff they were doing, a lot of the features they had, news and stuff like that, like the price guides and stuff like that. It's you don't need, in magazine format, all that stuff is a month old by the time you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that's
Google's
specific
always
stuff.
Fresh. That's Google's new slogan. Always fresh.
I feel like, no, they can have it.
But I feel like some of those things, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of those things, any of this stuff you could probably find on the internet. Back Issue stuff
Fair
you
enough.
Could find on the internet and all these articles and blogs and whatever. But it's, I personally enjoy getting magazines and flipping through those. And
there's no reason I don't think it can't work. I think if you want to go for a mainstream kind of comics magazine.
Yeah.
Original features and original sort of commentary and stuff like that that you're not going to find anywhere else.
I think if it's done smartly and it's done not in some crazy over-the-top fashion.
If it's done modestly.
And modestly. And it's done intelligently. If you approach...
You could make it the GQ of comics.
Yeah.
Make it classy.
Yeah.
Make it classy and make it smart. And actually critical of certain comics and certain things and actually having discussions and things.
So, whereas, don't make it old Wizard.
Well, but you know, Old Wizard has its had its thing.
Yeah,
I super enjoyed Old Wizard.
Out from the shadows of God knows what dimension steps the oldest wizard in the books, the near-dead Dumbledore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really liked it for what it was, because it fit that time, because that stuff was not there, the internet wasn't there. You never saw anything like that, and it was like, whoa, somebody's actually talking, interviewing artists that I love. Yeah. And
that was
stuff.
My best part, too, when you even, like, you had stuff showing, like, you know, photo spread of, like, where they work, and talking about that stuff. Like, that stuff, yeah, I want more of that.
The thing that I would equate it to, or compare it to, Polygon, it's a gaming website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a video game guy.
Yeah.
But I will check that website regularly because the articles are very interesting.
Yeah.
They do, like, you know, in-depth creator spotlights and things like that that you don't see on a lot of other sites where it's just like, yeah, here's the latest news that came out today. Here's a list of 15 things.
Yeah. Here's 15 of this. Yeah.
If Wizard could be classy like Polygon is, I feel like that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Basically, look at what is being done on the internet regularly on those. On, you know, like five main websites that you look at,
yes.
that everybody looks at, and that everybody follows, and then, okay, you can see patterns through all of them. Don't do that.
Do
stuff.
Something very
do something that's, yeah.
Go your own way.
And get people that can actually write and think about this. So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and apparently Inhumans, the TV show coming out shortly, they're both on ABC, and they're both going to be linked into one universe.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, right?
Well, there's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then
there's the
direct...
And the expanded universe.
Yeah, there's the expanded and then the direct.
Thanks,
apparently, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans are going to be more direct. But what is more interesting is Hulu, who has Runaways, which comes out November 21st, that is going to be linked to the Netflix series.
Huh.
The Netflix Marvel series. Apparently, Jeff Loeb has gone on record saying that. So, which I find is, like, an interesting take on that.
Yeah, the two streaming services.
Yeah, that's... And Hulu being... And maybe it's just being Canadian. Hulu is not a Canadian thing.
It's a non-entity.
Thing. Yeah, it's not even a thing for us.
We've got, what, Crackle and Crave?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we have to, like...
We have to
go around some corners to get that stuff if we want that.
We have to drive down to the American border and watch our things there.
Yeah, exactly.
With our paid-for Hulu subscription.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we're going to have a weekend.
Yep. So, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Runaways.
Yeah,
that seem like a...
I hope Cloak & Dagger make it into that universe.
Is Cloak & Dagger Hulu?
Or Cloak & Dagger
is... like Freeform or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an ABC thing.
Yeah.
But that's ABC online streaming.
Yes.
Like,
There are too many avenues for people to make shows.
I know.
Pretty tricky, right? I couldn't even find the on button.
And they're all, like, individual
Warner Brothers is
services.
Launching a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is killing me, because, like, Young Justice was, like, brought back because of Netflix.
Yeah.
For Netflix, and now it's pulled off Netflix for DC's own streaming service you gotta pay for. And I'm real mad.
Yeah.
Because I want Young Justice back, but I can't afford to subscribe to anything else here. It's too much.
No.
Yeah.
These companies, they're basically saying, look, we know you're not gonna pay. We're cool.
Otherwise, just put it on Netflix.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the gripe.
We're done.
Welcome to the gripe zone.
Welcome to the warm-up.
Hey, welcome to the warm-up. This week, we're doing a little Defenders chat in the main topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought as a quick warm-up, I'd like to talk about my favorite superhero team, the West Coast Defenders.
Defenders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Defenders.
I am. Why have I never heard of that?
You never heard of the West Coast Defenders?
No.
I was...
Are you making this up?
Come on. Would I do that? Me?
I'm excited. No, I'm excited.
The West Coast Defenders. The book ran from 1988 to 1992. It was The Thing, Black Widow, Ghost Rider, and Kazar. Kazar? How do you pronounce his name?
It's Kazar.
Who was, you know, Michael Plunder. He was the funder of the team.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. Would I make this up?
But you're laughing while you're doing it. Yeah.
This comic ran from 1988 to 1992. There's no way to know if it's true or not.
Sorry, but it was, 88 to 92? Is that what I said?
I think so, yeah.
I meant 98 to 2002.
Oh.
Cause they were based in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
West Coast.
Yeah, it's the West Coast.
Marvel was trying to capitalize on the grunge movement to start, and they got to it late. It was 98. You're a couple of years too late.
Well, they're riding high on that Frasier wave.
God, Frasier wave is my favorite genre. Man, if we Googled that, that's probably a thing.
Oh, it's very possible.
They added Wong at one point. He was like the mystical character.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, it's like, oh, West Coast Avengers had War Machine. Who's the sidekick of a main guy we can use?
You got Wong.
Yep. You got Wonged. That's it. I just wanted to mention that that was a real thing that existed.
Yeah. I missed that book.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Find it on Google.
It was weird when it got pulled into, like, the Marvel Knights thing, like, in, like, the early, like, you know, 2000-y. Yeah, yeah. It kind of lost its way a bit at that point, but,
Well, I feel like they had...
Was that post-Midnight Suns?
No, Midnight Suns was mid-90s. We're talking late 90s.
Oh, yeah, well, it was post.
Well, I thought it was 88, but then it's
98. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I screwed up reading off of Wikipedia.
All right.
Because it was definitely an article on Wikipedia that you should look up on Wikipedia. Taken down by the time this episode goes
Somebody out. Keeps taking it down. It only comes up sporadically, so you got to keep checking.
You know who's taking it down? It's Shooter.
Yeah, I know. He wanted this book to launch on his watch, and it was after.
Oh, no, Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Very real golfer.
Yeah, who's a real guy.
He's a real dick.
Big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Hell of a golfer, though.
Hell of a golfer. Moving on!
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah, yeah. All right. So welcome to the main topic. What are we talking about?
The Defenders?
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders!
Defenders of the Earth!
Defenders!
Out of the sky! Something!
He's Flash Gordon! And he's got green skin.
Defenders of the Earth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Defenders of the Earth.
Isn't that what we're talking about? I have that DVD. I watched it like 3 times, took all these notes.
I've got 4 pages just on Lothar.
Of the Hill People?
Different
That's
Lothar.
That's the only Lothar I know.
Anyway.
I think he's going to join the West Coast Defenders.
So the actual Defenders.
Oh, I see how it is.
They should call themselves that. The actual Defenders.
Yeah.
The real Defenders.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we're the real Defenders.
Funimation's Defenders.
That's their full copyrighted name. No, seriously, we're the actual Defenders. With, they've had like a total turnaround of a huge roll call of
that,
people.
That team is very like whatever it is this time.
But at the same time, I always loved it. I don't know why. It was this weird thing in the 70s of just...
They always seem to pull, like the Avengers is... It's the A-team, and the Defenders is like, these are guys that are never on team sort of thing.
Exactly. They're you know like, here's guys solo are, guys that guys hate solo, being around other people.
Exactly. Let's cram you all together.
Yeah.
Well, I just like the name, like, Avengers on one side, Defenders on the other.
Look, we'll stop your wallet from getting stolen, but if it gets stolen, look to these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a group of reject super cousins.
I mean, it kind of works, because the Avengers, I mean, that's a very sort of forceful, proactive kind of a thing, and the Defenders is not that, and they're sort of not, they're not the big guys, so that sort of fits.
But strangely, some of them have been Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's an Avenger at one
this point.
I
was an Avenger for like 3 weeks.
Well, but the Hulk was an original.
Yeah. He was there, but by the end of the issue, he was like, oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the Hulk voice again? It was not that.
Not that.
No, not again. Don't let it happen again. I don't want to change.
Namor has been an Avenger. I think all of them. Like, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Has Silver Surfer ever been an Avenger?
That I don't think
that
so.
That I don't, that yeah, seem right I to don't. Me. But then there's ones like Gargoyle. Well, Beast. Beast has been an Avenger.
Beast's been everything.
Hellcat.
What a slut.
Yeah. He gets a
real. Maybe I hear the blues are calling.
I hear you're quite an animal.
Look who's talking.
And Nighthawk.
How many goddamn Frasier references can you have in one episode?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Nighthawk is the one weird character.
What's up with Nighthawk?
I'm like, I'm really.
Tell me more about this Nighthawk fella.
I would like to find out where that came from. Like, where did Nighthawk originally come from, and who was like, okay, we're doing a Defenders with, like, Hulk and Doctor Strange and Namor and...
And Moon Knight. No, we can't use Moon Knight. No. Okay,
Nighthawk. Like, what...
I saw a hawk fly by my window at night.
I get the idea of, like, we need the Batman kind of powerless...
Yeah. We've got seven of those already.
Yeah.
No. This one's a hawk.
Well, man. I don't think he was created for that series.
Not that.
He was existing already, but obviously, he persisted pretty far through, off and on, through the series, so I'm like, wonder who is pushing that. There was, like, one huge Nighthawk fan that worked at Marvel that was like, no, seriously, we need to f***ing keep him.
That man turned out to be Matt Fraction.
Yeah, really. Because when I was looking through Defenders, like, the list of Defenders, there's been a ton of different series.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Beyond the original 70s one that was just the Defenders. There's been, like, Secret Defenders, Return of the Defenders, Reunion of Defenders, The Order of Defenders, The Last Defenders, Fearless Defenders,
Journey to the Center of the Defenders, Defenders, Revelations,
Netflix,
Defenders Under the Sea,
Netflix,
Defenders Go Hawaiian,
Defenders Go to College,
Defenders the New Class, I Can't Believe It's Not the Defenders,
I Can't Believe
Defenders Operation Miami Beach,
mm-hmm. Defenders Ski School? That one had a question mark at the end.
They weren't sure where they were going with that one.
And it was just Iceman by himself.
In quiet solitude or blasting across the alkali flats in a jet-powered monkey navigated... And it goes on like this.
In 1993, there was Secret Defenders,
mm-hmm.
led originally by Doctor Strange, but then it became led by Dr. Druid.
Oh my god.
Yes. So this is where it starts to get awesome. Take into account, this is 1993, so this is the epitome of, like, this rise of shitty comics. Dr. Druid with Wolverine, Darkhawk, Spider-Woman, Spider-Man, Hulk, Ghost Rider, and others, including Nomad.
What?
Wait, when they say Nomad, is it Cap Nomad or is it Other Nomad?
No, it's Other Nomad.
Of course it's Other
Jack
Nomad.
Jack Monroe,
long hair.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Everybody, and yeah.
I hate Demon. I'm a renegade. I'm an urban Rambo.
Exactly.
Wait, how did the book end? Oh, no.
But it just, like, that sort of team creation just seems like some drunken midnight creation of, like, oh, it's 3 a.m, and, oh, if I had a team of Defenders, it'd be f***ing Wolverine. Nomad! Yeah!
I'd have Spider-Man.
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman.
Put them together.
What if they punched each other's fists?
They webbed up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, web it up.
Everyone's favorite, Dr. Druid.
And Darkhawk.
Because he looks like me, the writer of this book.
I gotta ask, how foily was the issue number one cover? Was it so foily?
I did not see it, but I wanna say
there was like stark yellow, but like the foil was red. And it has a bunch of red on there, and it's red foil.
And all it is Dr. Druid's head.
Oh yeah, just, he got a lot of sun that day. He got a lot of sun that day.
But... And I think you and I have talked about this before. The 2011 Matt Fraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defenders.
Well, that was, again, it was a grab bag of superheroes.
But it was fucking great.
Yeah. Because they were doing stuff. But, like, I don't know, it was Fraction's really good at writing stuff.
There's that. It's just that weird kind of mishmash. And that was the fun of the original series that happened occasionally. Like, it wasn't consistent, but it was this fun, weird thing of, like, you have Namor and Hulk and,
yeah,
like, Valkyrie and whoever. And like, well,
The Fraction one was Red She-Hulk, Doctor Strange, Iron Fist, Silver Surfer.
Namor.
They added on Black Cat and, was it a Nick Fury LMD or was it actually Nick Fury?
I can't remember. And it became just a 12 issue series. It got canceled after that. And it was written by Fraction by Terry Dodson. He did the art.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
That's a heck of a
love
team.
Terry Dodson's art.
Yeah.
It's so crisp and it's so clean and it's just, it's gorgeous stuff. And it was just so fun. It was just like a fun book that just kind of stood alone on its own thing. Defenders! I think I've seen this episode, but it never clicked until I read this online. There was a DC homage to Defenders.
Really?
On a two-part Justice League episode called The Terror Beyond, which apparently it was admitted later or during the time like that, yes, this was a direct Defenders.
Oh, yeah! Right.
So it was Dr. Fate, Aquaman, Solomon Grundy, and Hawkgirl versus this supernatural Cthulhu kind of...
Yeah.
I guess like a Cthulhu kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Dr. Fate was the Doctor Strange connection. Aquaman was the Namor. Solomon Grundy was the Hulk character, and Hawkgirl was the Nighthawk character.
They did a follow-up to that, too.
Oh, did they?
With Amazo taking the place of Silver Surfer.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it was after Solomon Grundy had sort of died in the show,
right,
and was brought back and was sort of like a lifeless Hulk husk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I forgot about that.
I've seen the episode and it just never clicked that's what they were trying to do.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, wow, okay. So then that got me thinking, and I brought this up last episode, that I was going to bring up Hellboy in this episode.
Yeah.
So the Hellboy team.
Right.
Hellboy is Hulk. Abe is Namor. The Professor is the Doctor Strange character.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Sherman is somebody. Could be. I had Nighthawk / Valkyrie.
I would say that the Professor is Nighthawk.
Only really? But I was thinking more like magical based that actually had the knowledge that seemed like the old...
I would say Johan is Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah? Okay. There you go.
Yeah, Hellboy's Hulk.
Yeah.
Or Roger's Hulk.
Just Hellboy just seemed like it. And then Abe is obviously Namor.
Hellboy's just all of them.
Yeah. You're...
Hellboy's whatever Hellboy wants to be.
Yeah.
Get out of Hellboy's way.
He's sick of your crap. I like that, though.
Yeah. I was like, but that just suddenly dawned on me. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, it's interesting you could see, like, those kind of archetypes in a lot of...
Which is weird, because if you think of Defenders, that's not an archetype.
No.
Because it's like, it's this weird...
Defenders is like...
We were like, here's the reject throw-together team that here's nobody wants. Here's the
that we pull out of the Bananagrams bag.
Yeah. It was like, oh, it's Angel and Gargoyle and Hellcat. Like, what?
So, the original ones, because I'm not too up on...
That was more Namor, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Valkyrie, Nighthawk.
Because I think Silver Surfer as like an original, but I guess...
I'm not even sure.
It wasn't in like the first book, but...
Because it actually changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that was
like most super teams do.
They most do, but I think Defenders was specifically...
Except for the Justice League, it's always going to be this six characters and also this one who normally isn't a member. He's going to be around forever.
I'm Gypsy.
Anyway,
look out for Manitou Raven. Everyone's
Manatee Raven?
Manitou.
I think Defenders was maybe specifically designed to be more fluid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what we're pointing at is one essential collection of Defenders, and it's got...
Oh my god, I went to volume 6?
Yeah. Oh, it went for quite a while.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
I'm sure it did.
I've got a question for you guys. Who is a character who you think the Defenders would not accept as a member?
Oh, shit.
Triathlon.
You think? He's pretty fit. How come?
Captain America. Because he's too...
Too mainstream.
Too mainstream.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing with Iron Man.
Any of the Avengers, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, the main Avengers. You guys aren't cool enough to be in the Defenders.
I want to be in the Defenders. No, you don't.
It was like that old 90s Spider-Man episode. It was like the first episode with the Lizard, where he's like, he's crawling around the sewer. He's like, you never see the Avengers in the sewer, or the X-Men, or the Defenders. Maybe the Hulk.
I you know what, and to answer your question, I'm gonna go with Spider-Man. I know he has been in the Defenders, but I feel they just, even they'd be like, yeah, I don't know, you're not very reliable, or yeah, you got your own shit going on. But I'm an Avenger! Yeah, nah.
Not all the time.
For some reason, the Defenders is just like,
A reserve member.
Yeah.
We know what that means. Rick Jones is one of those.
There's like a whole issue of
Speedball's there. It's okay, you can hang out with us. Get away from me, weirdo.
It's a whole issue of Spider-Man. Get away from just me, crying. It's like just weeping page to page, just different ass.
Your clone joined the new Warriors.
You know.
Those Warriors ain't so new anymore.
No.
May the Vishanti watch over thee.
And may your amulet never tickle.
Well, I mean, we have the show, obviously, coming out in the comic, matching that show now with that lineup.
Yeah, exactly. Which, possibly at the time of this posting, it should probably be out. Maybe out by next
First episode's gotten really, really good reviews so far from the people who saw it ahead of time, but...
I've read kind of mixed.
Oh, really?
Well, not mixed, but...
Well, it wasn't perfect.
But... It wasn't Iron Fist, but...
Yay!
But they were like, well, what they saw was the first, whatever, four episodes or something.
Okay.
And it's, it's eight episodes, right?
Yes.
It's eight or ten.
Eight. I think it's eight.
It's less than the other ones.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry. They don't need to be 12 episodes sometimes.
I will take 12.
I'll take 12 if it's a good 12.
Yeah.
If it's not, cut some shit out of there.
No one cares about your childhood friend with his weird face.
With his weird face.
And his gross, I'm evil.
Is that the kid from Mask? Oh my god.
Is that
Rick Stoltz?
Is he wearing the mask?
Why is Rick Stoltz? Because
this guy is Smogan, my will to live. Somebody stop him from doing the show.
Friggin' Trump Jr. Anyway, so they're trying to match kind of what's going on in the show there, which is really just kind of heroes for hire.
Basically,
I like it in that sense. I mean, like the Avengers and the Defenders, like I said earlier, having like, there's a difference in kind of what their names are and kind of what they represent.
And well, it's Defenders, more street level and more earth and space level. And
it suits that, because you have the Avengers taking on the big stuff and, like, kind of more proactively, and you have them sort of on the streets just trying to fight back.
Yeah.
Take back the streets.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to fight back that kind of level of corruption and crime. And
Yeah. Old Man Stark's going to demolish the rec center. And Dr. Strange...
To build Avengers Tower.
Dr. Strange and the gang have to hold a dance contest.
Hulk, don't like dancing.
But Hulk's the best dancer of all.
Fuck you.
Hulk takes his glasses off and he's always been beautiful.
It's true, he's always been beautiful.
And we just never noticed.
Hulk, twerk the shit out of this.
Hulk, do twerk the shit out of this.
Oh, God. Now I can't get the image of Hulk twerking out of my mind.
So, after this comes out, like, they're gonna keep making this stuff too, right? They're gonna add more shows, they're gonna do that Punisher show.
Oh, do you like more Netflix stuff you mean?
Yeah. And like, Iron Fist got a second season.
Yeah.
So, all of these things are gonna keep going.
Yeah.
If Iron Fist got a second season, what the f*** is it?
Like, are we finally gonna get a Moon Knight show?
Oh, yeah.
Or are we gonna do stuff that's added into the New York setting? Are we gonna have a show in like, let's do a show in Chicago. Do a show somewhere that isn't New York. It's okay to do that. There's other parts of the world.
You could branch out.
But I get at this point that they're trying to link them all.
Yeah.
So you want them geographically connected, but...
But I feel like doing the Defenders series, much like, you know, the Avengers movie, and you can sort of, after that, it's like, oh, you build up to your big thing that you're building up to, and then you can get a little more out there, and maybe you sort of had your culmination thing, and you don't need to just stay in that little tight bubble anymore.
What, like, you could... Do one in, like, California.
That'd be cool.
And then maybe another character moves to California. Maybe Luke Cage has to hit the road. Maybe Luke Cage and Iron Fist have to do a cross-country trip, and that's like a whole season of their show.
Yeah.
And then they get there, and they're like, oh, there's this other guy. And that's how
Green Lantern and Green Arrow.
And that's how
and then we're
going to
travel.
The West Coast Defenders.
Oh! You worked for that when you
based
worked for
on
it.
A dumb joke. Executive producer, Avi Arad.
They've had said that the second season of Iron Fist is going to have Misty Knight, and they're going to, like, go Daughters with the Dragon.
Yeah.
Her and Colleen Wing. I kind of want just that show. I love those two. They're, yeah. Those two are realized really well. Like, and what you're saying, like, if you do, like, a Luke Cage and Iron Fist show, cool. Maybe just you can do that. You don't need to, you know what I mean? You could do, like, a separate season where it's just, like, literally Power Man and Iron Fist for a season as a team-up show and just sort of cool it on their individual ones and then team up some other people for their own thing. And, yeah, that could be great.
And, like, they could fight Gordy. I just really want to see Gordy realized. I feel like it's too... I feel like Billy Crystal can't play the character anymore. He's too old, but...
Jeez.
Just Mike Calder just punching Billy Crystal. I'd pay for that.
One of the things... I've been silent because I've been looking up on my phone trying to figure out because I saw something...
Well, now I'm...
A blurb...
Gordy.
A blurb about Jessica Jones Season 2. That they've been hinting at, and then it was Patsy Walker is going to be more realized as Hellcat.
Yeah,
she was one of my favorite characters.
About that.
She was f***ing great in that, and I have to say, I never thought that I would say Hellcat was f***ing great in that. So then that's like one of the like she is a defender character.
Yeah,
so that's that could feature in later on, which opens up the idea of
Darkhawk.
At last.
Of more characters.
Yeah.
Coming into that thing. They don't seem to be delving into the more superpowered and mystical and
right,
all that
they're,
stuff.
Right, they're trying to keep it sort of...
You never know, though. You might, even just as a cameo, having a Doctor Strange in there would be... That would be pretty cool. But they don't seem to be crossing that barrier.
So. No. Which, like, you've got to appreciate the amount of restraint that they have. Like, they could do it so many times.
Yeah.
And we would, every time we would go...
We would just eat it up like mad fanboys, just...
A little something, not even anything major, but, like, even just something to be like, yes, these are in the same world, but let's not... Yeah. I appreciate the restraint, but a little bit would be nice.
Even just a name drop would be funny, like in The Defenders, if during that series...
They're someone like, said, the big green guy.
Or just like, maybe we should look up...
Eye roll.
Look up the... Look
the
up Doctor
incident.
Strange, or walking past the
Don't
Sanctum
forget about
Sanctorum.
The incident when the guy in the robot suit and old man who was frozen for a long time. These guys have names. It's okay. You can say them. It's
old like, man
it's
Rogers.
So, it's almost like they don't have the rights to the characters that they own. Like, what?
Old Man Rogers.
Incredible. With the flag waver. They called him that, I think, in like Jessica Jones. I'm like, that's not... He doesn't have a flag. He doesn't wave a flag. That's not what he does.
It's not a nickname that anyone's ever called him.
His costume isn't a flag at all.
Is he waving?
Well, he's not...
Oh, now because he's not waving it.
He's not...
They did happen to catch him when he was hanging it out to dry.
They did happen to catch him when he was doing that belly roll.
I'm sure that's what he meant by to actually be waving.
I bet he can do that.
He probably can. Chris Evans can do anything.
There's one thing he can't do. Let's make a bad movie.
Oh, that's true.
Well, then again, no, that's not... I don't know. How was The Losers?
How was Fantastic Four?
That's fair. I mean, he didn't make it.
Oh.
He was just there.
So he hasn't actually made a movie, then?
Oh, no, he directs.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
I could do this all day.
Of zero. Moment of zero.
So we're gonna do a dramatic reading of Defenders issue 115, written by J.M. DeMatteis, pencils by Don Perlin, And I just want to say it's awkwardly drawn in certain points.
It's really crowded.
Yeah, there's lots going on. And we're reading it from the essential, so it's black and white. So there's a little bit of that.
But that's fine for you, the listener.
Yeah. Okay, so what's basically, we're just going to read the last three pages of this thing. And basically, it's kind of this like, ooh, they've been swooped into another world, and it's more of like a fun issue. It's kind of a funny one.
Looks kind of and Alice so in Wonderland-y.
It's very much like that. Valkyrie and Namor, Gargoyle and Beast, have all been swept into another world, and there's this little goofy character, I believe his name is Anham?
Like a Dr. Seuss character.
It totally looks like a Dr. Seuss character. We're going to start with what Namor is, like, getting all pissed off because he's stuck in this other world, and it's like, they're trying to get out, and they're trying to figure out what's going on, and whatever. And they're trapped in this world, and they're trying to get out, and Namor's getting super pissed off, like he always does, and he smashes a wall.
He's a bit of a Namor.
There's this little,
what a Namor.
Dr. Seussian character that's there, and he will come in to that. So, Namor punches a wall.
Ouch, that was my toe.
Oh man, he punched that wall so hard.
By the swirling Sargasso! Smash! Release me from this lunatic asylum! Contain thy...
Oh wait, is that me?
I think that might be...
Who's saying that?
Valkyrie? Well, like, who speaks like that?
Thy? Contain thy rage. Oh, okay, so it must be. I thought that was him, but maybe not. Do you want me to start over?
Yeah, I think start over.
So he punches the wall. By the swirling Sargasso! Smash! Release me from this lunatic asylum!
Contain thy rage, Namor! And look, there, 'tis Anham! And he carries the fabled ruby sneakers!
Surely, Valkyrie, you do not believe that this gem-encrusted footwear will take us back to our world? Why, I could never be! What? Why are you throwing these malodorous?
Mm-hmm. Does that mean they stink?
Malodorous, yeah.
They stink.
Malodorous things to me?
And the small Dr. Seuss character
throws his sneakers at him.
Anham's actions, Prince Namor, should come as no surprise. For if you take a look, you'll see those sneakers are your size.
Oh, glorious.
That's delightful.
You cannot possibly expect a prince of the blood to don such ridiculous...
Answer me this, sweet prince. Wait, let me try that again. Answer me this, sweet prince. Do you or do ye not wish to see home again?
That was Valkyrie. I sort of slipped into Anna.
He does, and so...
The time has come for you to go, and oh, we all shall miss you so. But say the words, and said to say, and soon you'll find yourselves away!
What are you waiting for, Subby? Either kiss the cowardly lion goodbye, or start clicking those heels together.
That was Beast, by the way.
Apparently that was Beast.
That was the Beast voice, yes.
Alright.
Beast, your insolence will... Oh, what is the use?
Click, click. Click, click.
They actually do click. And he's got the little little wings on his ankles.
Little wings.
Maybe his wings are clicking.
Well, good thing they weren't high tops.
That's true. There's no place like the place I came from before I came.
No. He just doesn't want to... Well, copyright, you know?
Yeah, copyright.
That's awkward. There's no place like I... Like the place I came before I came here.
And then we have the slider sound effect.
And it's very Steve Ditko-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Flying through space and whatever.
Hell is ghost. It worked.
Well, plunk my magic twanger and call me Froggy. We're home.
What?
That was my line that I opened, and I was like, we're doing this. Read that again.
Well, pluck my magic twanger and call me Froggy. We're home.
We are indeed, Beast. We are indeed.
And there's the Doctor, the Hulk, Mr. Hellstrom, and everybody else.
See, magician, others aren't lost after all.
That was Gargoyle, then Hulk.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Indeed not, Hulk.
It appears there was simply a several second delay between our arrival and theirs.
You just did the best Doctor Strange I've really ever heard.
Dr. Orpheus.
The best Doctor Strange or a pretty darn good Dr. Orpheus.
That was delightful.
It's a mediocre Dr. Orpheus.
Several seconds? Then in truth, we never were where we believed to be. My original theory was correct. It was...
Oh, I was really yelly.
My original theory was correct. It was all some manner of strange hallucination, which we four shared.
Your Highness, I wouldn't expect that theory too closely if I were you.
What do you mean, Gargoyle?
Well, take a peek at your tootsies. I think you'll get my drift.
And he's got the ruby sneakers on. Those are the strangest sneakers I've ever seen. They're like loose-fitting skin off someone.
They're just ratty chucks with like a bunch of gems cut glued onto them.
And they're just like, they're baggy.
They're baggy. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like...
Baggy shoes? Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Super easy to run in.
Well, Namor, what sayest thou now?
Yes, Subby. How about an imperishable quote for the members of our press? Of the press. I don't know what that voice was.
This is Namor.
You know, Prince, when you put it that way, I can't help but agree with you. Now I'm going to sing a rap song.
I don't like doing that voice. It hurts.
Yeah, I can tell, but that's good. That
was, oh, man.
That was very good.
You're a real Frank Welker.
Ruh-roh. So what did we learn?
Don't do that voice.
Don't do that voice.
Don't do that voice.
That's
mainly
the thing.
I gotta do that voice a little higher, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
For the next time I do that voice.
And Brian does a great Doctor Strange.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Do more things. Say more things as Doctor Strange.
I will not!
I don't know.
By the holy host of Hoggoth!
Yeah.
The crimson bands of Sidorah.
Hey, Doctor Strange, did you finish all the strawberry ice cream out of the Neapolitan? Like, there's only vanilla left. I like the chocolate. I also kind of like the strawberry. Did you have all the strawberry?
I cannot speak to this!
You son of a bitch, teleport away! Well.
I took the strawberry to the astral plane!
It was needed! For a battle!
Against the Dread Dormammu!
I swear it was the mindless one!
The likes of which your mind could not comprehend!
Basically, Dr. Orpheus is the only good doctor, the best Doctor Strange.
Fuck you, I like strawberry!
Oh, when's the next season of that show coming out? Like 8 years from now?
Yeah, probably. Well, who are we?
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Is that right? Sure. Whatever. .ca. You can find me at Merc on Facebook or Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram, Mercasylum on the Twitters. On my website, you can find t-shirts and graphic novels and prints and photographs and dirty stuff. Maybe.
That's fair. May contain adult content.
But
if it says may contain sexual situations, that's when you know there's real nudity.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Don't watch Showcase late at night.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm Kyle, and you know, the past couple weeks, we've had a couple raps. I'd like to slow it down with a nice slow jam. See that guitar over there? You won't need it.
We both looked in the corner.
We totally did. We're like, Mike, you can't play guitar, but I'm dying to see this.
Can I play the guitar anymore?
There's a rule of the guidebook that says Kyle can't play the guitar.
I know a couple chords.
All right.
I won't show them now.
Yeah. But only two, though, so we can't start a band.
I'm trying to plug my thing.
All right.
You can check out a lot of the stuff that I do at thekylelees.com, or look up thekylelees on Facebook, or just Google it. I do all sorts of prints, and I've got a couple books, and, you know, check me out. This is a high-confidence pitch. For a low-confidence price. Free!
And you? Should buy you? Stuff. That's good. My name is Bri Connick, and I'm not going to do that rap.
it felt like you were going to do
it
that.
It really did. My comic is Welcome to Hereafter at whatijustsaid.com. It's on hiatus.
Well, it's at welcometoherasser.com. What I just said .com is probably something else.
Oh, probably something
else. And probably taken.
Probably, and you know what? It might just redirect to something you don't want to see. So go to welcometoherasser.com instead. New book launches September 5th, but hey, there's still some time to read the archives. I'm also on most social media stuff under BRYKOTYK. Welcome to Hereafters on Facebook also. There will be updates forthcoming. And if you want to check that out, that'd be nice. You can do that.
You can check it out!
No, sorry.
All right.
I'm off to the dark dimension!
Check out our dear friend, KP Merks. That's his name now.
Caper.
Caper Merkley.
Thanks, Caper.
A.K.A. Ocean City Defender.
Preston Merkley, Ocean City Defender for the musics and all the help and the delightfulness.
And just being a lovely guy.
Just being a good guy. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for checking us out. Share us around.
Yeah, if you like the show, tell a friend.
Like us on iTunes.
Do all the stuff. You know the
stuff.
There's so much stuff. Yeah. You know what to do.
If you're on a road trip, play an episode you really like, and, you know, maybe you'll Stockholm Syndrome people into the show.
If you have a hitchhiker, make them listen to it.
This is really what we're counting on.
Yeah. We have a big hitchhiker following.
If you have a if you have a hitchhiker and, your choices are either murder the drifter or play them an episode, play them an episode.
Yeah.
Don't
kill them.
Here's the thing about murder. Not good.
Shouldn't do it.
Some would call it the original sin. Kane's the original bad boy.
He's the original drifter.
But he's so dreamy. Please take that for a future comic.
I will.
Yes.
I had there was a thing in the background where they were like attorneys at law together now. But Kane, the original bad boy. I like it. Just freaking leather jacket. Just like, yeah.
Can't tell me.
We're gonna kill you with this rock? I don't know. Maybe.
I'm in my own rock band. I play bass.
You might like it. I go a little bit like.
Kind of just freestyling it, but it works out pretty good.
I like the Ramones.
Yeah. I'm into this little band called the Ramones. I don't know if you heard of them.
I'm a reactionary Republican. You know why? Because it's the most punk rock thing you can be right now.
Oh, so he's a piece of s***.
I mean, he could be.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely is.
There's layers.
I don't see that wiener ever actually killing someone with a rock, though, so.
See you next week! I'm a burpy boy today.
That's quite right.
It's
past now, but I was having like major intestinal problems during the last episode.
Honestly,
it's gas pain just going down. I'm like, oh fuck!
It's this relaxed futon atmosphere.
It is. Also, I was holding you for a while, patting your back.
I'm a bit gassy. Is it gas? Do you have gas? Is it gassy? Are you gassy? Do you have gas?